Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday on the Switch Pivot or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. So they say, look at successful people and study them because they always leave clues to their success. I want to offer you this though. What about looking for the unspoken? Look for the unspoken, the not so obvious clues, and explore that. Study that, the unspoken. Sometimes we're so focused on what people are doing that can be seen, people that we perceive to be successful, that we don't then take the time to understand or see the things that they're doing that might fly under the radar. And the reason that I say that is because recently I shared with you guys, within, let's say, the last few months, people that are in my life and that play a role in my life in some way, shape, or form. Before the new year, I introduced you to my close group of girlfriends from college. You guys got a chance to hear from them. And then more recently, on a new series that I created called Candid Kiki, you had a chance to meet some of the ladies in my life that I also regularly convene with, share ideas, stories, resources, information with. So I was saying on a recent Instagram Live that I wanted to share these people with you that play a role in my life because I think it's important for you to know that everything that happens with the people that you might see and perceive to be successful, it doesn't happen by them just doing it all on their own. There's people around that support all of us, but sometimes it goes deeper than that. Sometimes that was just my way of showing you a glimpse into what it looks like to have the support system that I have in my life. But for a lot of other people who have reached different levels of success, there are some things that they do or have done to get to where they are, whether good or bad, that you'll never know about or they'll never readily tell you about. And I found myself being a person that is pretty good at putting the pieces together. So sometimes I'm able to discern certain things from the information that I am giving. Some might call it jumping to conclusions. Some might say that it's not exactly accurate, but I do find most times that I'm pretty spot on because I'm looking for the things that are unspoken, that are not being said, that can give me clues to another person's success as to how they've done what they've done. And I say all this because I want you to know that there is a very rare, transparent person who will divulge every little detail of how they did what they've done to you or to anybody else. Think of it like this. In the corporate environment, a lot of times when you're being trained by someone or when you're training someone, the common sort of unspoken thing is, but don't tell them everything you know, because you want to give someone a reason to still rely on you. Or a lot of people think that if you tell someone everything you know, then they might become better than you. They might take everything that you know, all the knowledge that you've given them, and basically one-up you. So it takes a very selfless person to share everything that they know to try and make the next person better. Most people, because of their competitive nature, they just don't operate like that. Most people leave out a few key pieces and leave you to figure out the rest. And that can be for plenty of reasons. For some, it could be because they don't remember it all. For others, it could be because they may be intentionally not wanting to share it all. And then for some, they may just be the type that they don't even realize their gift. And so some of the little things that they're leaving out might be things that they take for granted, and they don't even realize that everybody doesn't know what they know. So you have to know that a certain level of success for some people is just inevitable. There's a sort of like this it factor for those people who are not intentionally leaving out things. There might be something in their makeup that gives them this advantage, and maybe even an unfair advantage sometimes, over other people. Now that, it's not intentional. They're not purposefully leaving any clues out as to their success. Maybe it's just innate and it's just in them. That I can deal with, because all the pieces just come together right for them. So it's just hard to duplicate those types of people. But what we're really talking about is the people who had to work really hard and put a lot of effort into what they've done and managed to achieve so that they could get to a certain level. Because those people, they know it didn't come naturally to them. There's things that they had to do, like I said, positive or negative, to get to where they are. But I'll give you some of the positive examples. And this is how I came to this conclusion and why I want to put this on your radar as something for you to look out for and something for you to be aware of and trying to wrap your mind around so that it can potentially give you an advantage. Because I know for a fact that there are some people in my life that I know of that have done things that have given them, I guess maybe some would say, an unfair advantage over other people. Now, they don't scream this from the rooftops. They barely even tell people. I just happen to know this information because maybe they told me in a moment of confidence, or maybe they told me after it had already happened and it was no longer a factor. So I'll give you two examples. One example, a former coworker, when they were about to leave the company, said to me in confidence, you know, I know it's time for me to go because I'm not making the kind of money that I should be making here. And I even went so far as to ask for more money, significantly more, thousands more, outside of the typical period of negotiating raises and promotions. So this individual went and asked for more money, pretty much demanded more money, said, hey, I need more money, and this is why. Cost of living, XYZ, they made their case. No one else knew that this person had done this. I wouldn't have known that this person had done this. But they told me in confidence when they were leaving the company. And this person and I were at the same level. So when you really think about it, maybe I would have looked around and said, wow, why does this person have an unfair financial advantage over me? Well, I didn't know that this person, I guess you could say secretly or quietly, went to senior management and demanded more money. And they got it. And they got it. So, that is one clue to success that I wouldn't have known about, but I paid attention when that information was being shared so that I could understand what was happening. And I'll give you another example. Someone that I know who is a very successful business person, they shared with me one of the marketing tactics and techniques that they used early on in their business. And what they said that they did was, because their business is a consumer-based business, they took the time to go from city to city and engage their potential market and their potential audience in such a way that is not the average marketing. They created an intimate relationship by inviting their potential target customers and target audience out to a special VIP dining experience to be able to engage with those customers, to be able to get insight on what those customers' needs and wants were, and to be able to develop a relationship. When you do something like that and you take the time to pour into your customers, to give to them in a way that your competitors are definitely not doing or that other marketers are not doing, and you really listen to their wants and needs, you gather very insightful information and you also touch a piece of them, because everybody wants to be seen, wants to feel seen, and wants to feel heard. I've told you guys that before. So from a marketing perspective, that's exactly what this business person did. They tapped into an innermost part of their audience that would allow that connection to linger on potentially forever, because no one's gonna forget when some rep from a company or the owner of a company takes you out to an exclusive dining experience and treats you like gold. You're not going to forget that. And you're just the average person. You're not this big influencer. You're not someone who's making major deals. You're an average person. And when that business person did that and told me about that after the fact, I realized how, by them doing that early on in their business, it helped to set the stage for success and it helped to set them apart. So I'm sharing all of this with you to say that you can read all the books in the world, you can listen to all the interviews, you can watch all the television interviews, you can do everything that you can to consume information on the people that you deem to be successful. But while you're doing that, pay attention to the little things that they say. Pay attention to the unspoken things that they say or do that may give you clues to their success. It may be even as simple as how they engage with the person who's interviewing them or with their staff. Things like that. Pay attention to those types of things, because those types of things all make up the big picture in terms of how one can achieve the success that they've achieved. Now, I really just want you to take all of this in, let this sit with you. You don't have to feel like you have to take some immediate action with this, but just start paying attention more and just start noticing the things that are unspoken that are happening around you. I guarantee you, it'll give you an advantage. So that's it for us on this 7-Minute Sunday. I hope that you enjoyed. I hope that you found some value in this information and my insight that I decided, you know what, I must share this with you guys. And I hope that you have an amazing week ahead. And as always, you know what to do. Keep killing it.